You're listening to SBS News.
The daughter of the Russian nationalist ideologist, often called Putin's brain, was killed when her car exploded outside Moscow. Darya Dugina, the 29-year-old daughter of Alexander Dugin, a prominent proponent of the Russian world concept ideology and a vehement supporter of the war on Ukraine, has died. Ms. Dugina expressed similar views and had been a commentator on the nationalist TV channel. Senior assistant to the head of the main investigative directorate of the Russian Investigative Committee for the Moscow region, Olga Verdy, says the Saturday night blast is being investigated as a bombing.
At the moment, investigators and forensic specialists of the main investigative directorate of the Russian Investigative Committee for the Moscow region, together with their colleagues from the main forensic department of the Russian Investigative Committee and bomb experts, continue working at the crime scene.
According to political analyst Abbas Galaymin, the incident is being viewed as an act of intimidation to show Russians that the war on Ukraine is in fact much closer to home.
For the propaganda apparatus, this is an act of intimidation. In general, for loyalists, for a loyal voter, this is a symbolic act demonstrating that hostilities are confidently transferred to the territory of Russia, which means that this is no longer an abstract war that you watch on TV. This is already happening in Russia. Not only is Crimea being bombed, but terrorist attacks are already being carried out in the Moscow region.
The explosion took place as Ms. Dugina was returning from a cultural festival that she had attended with her father. Russia's TASS state news agency reports from someone who knew Ms. Dugina that the vehicle belonged to her father and that he was probably the intended target. He had decided at the last minute to travel in another car. Social media footage shows Mr. Dugin at the scene, holding his head in shock at what had just occurred as emergency services arrived at the scene. Ms. Dugina appeared on television after the war on Ukraine began, supporting the special operation and calling Ukrainians subhuman.
We need to find a compromise. On the one hand, we are free. We started this special operation very delicately and very carefully. But maybe we need to be a bit more harsh and less forgiving because of the crimes that those non-humans were committing. We need to create our own tribunals. Mariupol Tribunal, Donetsk Tribunal. In every city, we should create a tribunal that will investigate crimes of these non-people. Because they aren't people anymore. Here we need ideological work, and we need to seriously understand what their ideology was, because it is the ideology of death. And what our ideology is, it's a challenge for us.
In a statement, President Volodymyr Zelensky advisor Mykhailo Podolyak has denied any Ukrainian involvement in the killing.
Ukraine has nothing to do with the murder of the daughter of Alexander Dugin, ideologist of Russia's war. We are not a criminal state, unlike Russia.
Mr. Dugin was put on a Western sanctions list after Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. In July, Britain put Ms. Dugina on a list of sanctioned Russians for allegedly spreading online disinformation about Ukraine. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.